Holt in Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm going to play some banjo tunes for you that I hope you can learn from. These are tunes mainly that I learned from the fiddle players that live around Asheville. As you'll see in the style that I've kind of developed by playing with fiddlers, it's pretty precise, and I still try to be hard driving. I try to get in as many notes as possible of the tune, but still keeping the basic role of the banjo as a rhythm instrument. So let me start with something that's not too hard, like, let's start with Sourwood Mountain. I'm in the key of G, by the way, and let me give you that chord again. I tried to tune to standard, but your tape recorder may not be the same as mine. Let me run through those notes. Play, I try to emphasize the second and fourth beat. I mean, all it is just sounds something like this if you were just doing a strum. I'm doing that by making that little clicking sound with my ring finger. But I can also do it without even making that sound, just by hitting the string a little bit harder. Or on the two and four beat, hitting the chord. Also, I don't really do a bum ditty. That's not my basic strum. The basic strum that I do is more what I call constant thumbing, because your thumb is always doing something. It's either reaching over and grabbing a melody note, or just a syncopated note on the second, third, or fourth string, or it's staying on the fifth string doing something like this. That's really my basic beat, with an emphasis on the two and four. If you put that with a song, like Old Joe Clark, you get it to sound something like this. Playing with a lot of the Mount Airy musicians down around there, and that's the way Fred Cochran plays. He gets that thumb going all the time, and then combining that with the way people play the fiddle tunes around Asheville. Let me just play that Old Joe Clark just a little bit slower. I'm not sure how fast I should be playing these for you. Don't really know what level you're at, but here we go again, a little bit slower. Thank you. another tune that might be good in this tuning is Cotton Eye Joe. Either a lot of people play it in A though, but if you're a banjo player, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Here it is. Something like this one called Jawbone. It's really a nice tune. Sounds a little bit like a cross between Blackberry Blossom and Jordan is a Hard Road to Travel, but it's definitely its own tune. Goes like this. Starts up on the 9th fret. Across the 7th fret to get those two, the 1st and 2nd strings. So, again. Let's try that again. It opens up from the 9th fret to the open 1st string. 5th fret, 7th fret, 4th fret, open. Again. Second part goes a slide there after the pull off up to the slide up to the 3rd fret 2nd string, hammer on there to the 2nd string, 1st string open again, now pull off on the 2nd fret 1st string and 1st fret 2nd string and then down to the 2nd fret 3rd string. So, sounds like this. Jawbone. Alright, now let me show you that little ending, because that's really useful in a lot of things. As a beginning, say in Angeline the Baker, as an ending a lot of times too, or anyway, it's used a lot. It goes like this. You put your finger on the 2nd fret 1st string and brush across all 4 of the other strings and end with your thumb hitting the 5th string, and that is your last melody note. But as you strum across those strings, after your index finger goes across the 1st string, then you make that slide from the 2nd to the 5th fret right at that point, so that it sounds like it's sliding up to the 5th fret, which it actually is, but the melody note ends up being on the 5th string. Oh, golly, that's complicated to explain. Sounds like that. for lack of a better name, I just call it a brush roll. And you can end, you can use it, say, to end like. Okay, let's try a groundhog here in G. It goes like this. I'll play it up to speed and then I'll slow it down. Slide up to the 5th fret, down to the 4th, and then a little pull off here, then open 4th, then a slide to the 3rd fret on the 2nd string, C chord, little double thumb there on the 2nd string, 1st and 2nd string open, C chord, double thumb, D7th chord. Here on the 2nd fret to the 4th fret 3rd string, pull off 2nd fret 3rd string, down to the 4th fret 4th string, 3rd string open, 4th string open, then the ending. So all together it sounds like this. Let's just try something. Why don't I just play something? How about that? If I just play maybe Dixie? I usually play this in the key of A, but I don't think I'll retune. Just to make it easier for you to play along with me. Here's Dixie. Here's a little bit of June Apple. Thank you. the standard sort of Wade Ward type ways. And the non-standard David Holt type ways. Really hitting the F chord there, which in the Wade Ward version you don't really ever do. It's like this. Here's a little bit of Blackberry Blossom. Here's one they call Asheville for some reason or another. Everywhere else they call it Flop-Eared Mule. It goes like this. It'll give your little finger a workout, I'll say that. Thank you. particularly hard when there's a moth crawling up the side of your head.
Whew.
Okay, got the moth off the side of my head. Now, let's see. What shall we play? Oh, yeah. How about Boatman? That's usually, I don't know, some people play it in A, some people play it in G. But it's a good tune. This is a little bit, the third part is a little bit different from other versions you might have heard. This comes from Miss Lillig's sixth grade class I was in. This is the way we sang it there in Miss Lillig's class. And it goes like this. A tune, but I'm going to play it in the key of G since we're already there. Bill Cheatham. Here's Hoplite Ladies, also in the key of G. It is a G tune. Thank you. Here's Sandy River Bell. Oh, it's also a G tune. Thompson, the on the Hollow Rock String Band record, they play it like that, where it goes. Without that first string, that D note. And in the other version, there's another, maybe more common version that goes like this for the B part. Some people play that as the A part, so what the heck?